Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I kind of think Miami. We've gone down this road before, and I'm sure they'll lose to Virginia Tech on Saturday. But I think this team, the way they're playing right now.
Well, I think the key difference to me with why you maybe need a monitor is someone has finally told Mario, winning a game by three, you might think a 3-point win matters. It doesn't. You have to start blowing these teams out.
So you've got two games left. Look, going to Pitt. The last Saturday of November, it's going to be cold. It is the perfect spot for Cristobal to Cristobal. But I'm going to quietly whisper Miami because I think there's a path here that they get into the playoff. And for this dumpster fire of a conference that is the ACC that we called out weeks ago, and it continues to dumpster fire. Like, how did Georgia Tech, it might be a playoff team. Get out of my playoff. Like, get out.
They just can't stop anybody.
Boston College should have beat them. There were some shady calls in that game late. Like, we can't have this. Yeah, we need Boston College to win this. Or we need Georgia Tech to win this game.
Yeah, I'm actually, I know I've already talked about them. I'm ticking Georgia's stock up. I think they're kind of rounding into form. I think Kirby might have finally figured this thing out. Like, all right, I don't have to play my best in September, but, like, I got the guys peaking at the right time.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's no pushback for me. And where are they in the odds? Are they third? I think they're third in the odds right now to win the title. Let me double check. But, yeah, I have no pushback on that. Georgia's odds are shorter or longer than Notre Dame's.
Yeah,
Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, Notre Dame, and then Georgia.
And if you're the five, you get the four. You would have to play Ohio State, though. That's kind of the problem.
True, but Notre Dame probably has to play Ohio State in the second round.
Well,
more than likely.
But no, I'm trying to do this math of, would you rather be the five than the six? Because, yes, you get the G5 team. But the six is going to be either,
Georgia
at this
Tech
point, Georgia
Virginia.
Tech or Virginia. Although I'm not sure, man. I know what Notre Dame did to Pitt. I'm not so sure Georgia Tech can sit there and go that game's a win. Because now I think the problem Georgia would have is falling to the six would mean they're not going to rematch them with Georgia Tech. But if you get the 6-11 game, then that puts you into the three, like you'd avoid Ohio State.
Still going to be A&M. Or no, A&M's probably the SEC champ. Are you of this mindset?
They get the two, and then the Big Ten will get the three.
Big Ten loser, yeah.
I can buy.
You get Indiana?
I can buy that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Georgia, if you're the six, you face the ACC champ, who could be Miami. If it's Miami, that's not going to be a walk in the park.
Yeah, I think you actually need to see, like, what happens to Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
Stock down for me is, I thought North Carolina had turned a corner. They're just so
this weekend, baby.
They're so bad on offense, man. Like
they're terrible.
Like they play solid defense, but they're so bad on offense. God, like that game was there for the taking for them. Like I know there's was it a fumble six or a pick six? Like it was just I don't know. It's just, I've seen Gio Lopez make that play so many times.
I'll give you two real quickly. Duke, what are we doing? Just embarrassed by Virginia. I don't know where their head's at. That's why I'm betting North Carolina this week. And then I'm not saying this is your proper way to play stock down, but my guy, Ken Niumatalolo, man. San Jose State was a 9.5-point favorite against Nevada and lost 55-10.
Yeah, that was one of those ones that I even thought about throwing on the card because Nevada can't stop anybody. And I'm like,
I talked them up preseason. I'm like, look at this schedule. They could make it all the way. Oh, my God.
All right. What'd you get right?
San Diego State, Boise under. That was, for those who didn't stay up late night.
I had to stay up. It was that kind of Saturday.
It was a rain monsoon. And that second half was, if you had the under, oh, man. I swept the board on that game. I had, how about this card? San Diego State money line under 41.5. And I got a little nervous. So I put San Diego State team total under 21 on there. And they all cashed. That game was disgusting.
That game was so, so gross.
I had that. I had Washington State that came home. And then my Arkansas Razorbacks, baby. Got us the cover.
Another post-game win expectancy.
Another one. They've had four this year. Woo Pig Suey, second-order wins. I think they should have like six on the year, and they have two. But they got us the cover.
All right. I was all over Notre Dame. That one. And then I got Georgia right. I got San Diego State right because that Boise quarterback. I know it was weather, but that kid's terrible.
They don't want him to throw the football.
He's horrible. What I got wrong I don't know if I was wrong on Minnesota. There were two very questionable touchdowns that got Minnesota to cover, that would have gotten Minnesota to cover town. Number one, the running back fumbled the ball and never clearly regained possession before stepping out. That should have been a touchback. And then the last touchdown was a throw that the guy's ankle is out of bounds and they said like his cleat was in. Dead wrong. Well, I don't know if I was dead wrong on Alabama, but dead wrong on North Carolina, dead wrong on Utah. There you go.
Very wrong on Michigan State.
Well, we were till we weren't.
It was 14-10. And we were kind of hanging around. And
well,
then...
It was 14-7, and they were going to drive him for a touchdown, and they just started like losing it. And then, I mean, yeah, the running backs, like, but I don't know, like they're. That kid that they brought in to replace Childs, like, I get why Aiden Childs won the job out of camp.
Yeah, that one just, I felt good, and then as the week went on, I'm like, oh, I'm probably on the wrong side here. I did end up watching that first half. I took a little Penn State second half to try to land the plane in the middle, so I didn't lose all my money. I felt like I was right until Liam Zarka broke his hand. Air Force, UConn wanted nothing to do with that game in the first half. And then Air Force, their backup quarterback. I got to look it up real quickly. This should have been the dumpster fire of the weekend. Air Force had a drive that lasted 11 minutes, and they got no points. And I was like, oh, that's what we're going to do today? Cool. That's fun. Let me look it up just so we have exact numbers here. Their drive late in the first half, 19 plays. 90 yards, 11 minutes and 50 seconds, turnover on downs.
That's tough to do. That's tough to do. Because that means you were so efficient all the way down the field until it mattered.
19 plays, 90 yards, almost a full quarter, and you got turned away at the end zone.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we get into the list next. Stick around. You're listening to Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Going on!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Now through Saturday over at Robert Irwin Jewelers, you can give gifts and get gifts. The sale is going on right now. Now through Saturday, if you spend $1,999 or more at Robert Irwin Jewelers, get a free pair of Apple AirPods Pro 3s. They also have a huge diamond sale going on now as well. And this week only, all bridal jewelry is up to 50% off. Plus, if you mention that you heard about it right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, you can get an extra 10% off of your bridal purchase. Robert Irwin Jewelers is where we went to get my wife's engagement ring. It's been one of the best purchasing experiences that I have had. I knew next to nothing about the entire process. We came in under budget, and we've got a ring that my wife absolutely loves. I know that you can do the same, because everybody else that has done so at Robert Irwin Jewelers. They also have financing options available right now, including 12 months interest-free, or you can take up to 60 months to pay. Bigger, brighter diamonds, all at better prices, 5 locations, or you can shop online at RI Jewelers. Let's get into the list. The Memphis Grizzlies. All right, Tim, so off the air, you'd asked me that you're going on to FanDuel TV, and you got a spot tonight. And the Grizzlies are taking on the Spurs tonight without Wemby, without Castle, and I believe without Harper. The Grizzlies will also, though, be without Ja Morant. So the real question for tonight, it's not just the Grizzlies are down their starting point guard. They're down their starting 4 point guards. So we are at a situation where either Vince Williams, who is nowhere near a point guard, but he's been ushered into that duty, I think simply because maybe he can dribble the ball the best, but it's not even great. Or Jamal Mayshak, who was at Tennessee last year, they drafted him in the second round. Because of the way that contracts work, they didn't put him on their summer league team, because then they would have had to have waived him. They could have left him open, so they had to send him technically to their G League team. But he's now on a two-way. So either Mayshak or Vince Williams is going to be their starting point guard. And De'Aaron Fox will still be on the floor tonight for the Spurs. But I had mentioned to you earlier, we did get Zach Edey's return on Saturday night, and when Zach Edey and Jaren Jackson Jr. were on the floor together, the Grizzlies looked pretty good. And honestly, it was one of those games where I think maybe if Ja stays healthy, the Grizzlies could have maybe gone on the road in Cleveland and got a win that I don't think a lot of people would have saw coming. Regardless, it wound up a situation where Donovan Mitchell was the best guard on the floor and the Cavs win. But despite the fact that Jared Allen and Evan Mobley were on the floor, Zach Edey at times looked pretty good. Like, it was a it was somewhat refreshing for Grizzlies fans with the small sample size that obviously a Saturday game was. But there'd been kind of promises that, hey, if we get Edie back, it's going to start to look better. And I do think the at least the early returns were that might be true.
Yeah, my question to you was, what do we expect from production from Edie? So in his debut, 24 minutes, 7 rebounds, 13 points. You look at the prop market, and that's what I was asking you for, because I was like, 8.5 rebounds for Edie with no Wemby. Maybe the uptick in minutes after that first game goes up to, I don't know, 28, 30 if he can avoid foul trouble. So hopefully it means some boards for Zach Edie. But yeah, to hear, at least from what I gather and from what you said, Edie looked pretty good in his debut there.
Looked pretty good
season
in his
debut.
Yeah, looked pretty good in his season debut. I was actually, George, you can tell me if you agreed. I was pleasantly surprised, not just how the team looked when he was on the floor. I thought physically I didn't see a lot of hesitation because of the ankle surgery, whatnot. Like, he looked to me pretty close to ready to go.
Right. I think the big thing with right now his minutes and the minute restriction is probably more conditioning than it is anything. It's getting back fully into like that game speed. But physically he seemed more than ready for it against a team that has two really solid bigs. And this, you know, tonight it's going to be that split time between Edie and Landale against Luke Kornet and who?
Boy.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure who their third big is if they're going to run, you know, two centers instead of kind of moving around and seeing what their fours can give them.
By the way, how happy do you think NBC was to flex that game?
This one?
Yep.
Yeah,
they flexed it in. They flexed it in, thinking, "All right, Wembanyama, Morant, and no Wembanyama, no Morant. Also, no Castle, no Harper." Like,
I found it. Oh, they're not good. It's Kelly Olynyk, and then if you want to go one deeper, Bismack Biyombo.
When we were talking off the air, I was like, "Why do I think Bismack's there?"
Oh, he is there. It's going to be kind of gross if we end up seeing Harrison Barnes essentially playing the five.
Yeah. So, I don't feel comfortable telling you, hey, the Grizzlies are live in this spot, because there's nothing that suggests that you can trust the Grizzlies to cover a number right now. I do kind of like that setup for Edie.
Good. Hopefully I sound smart. I've done two of these FanDuel TV spots with the great Stan Verrett.
Stanny V, baby. Let's go with Awful Announcings, College Football Announcer Ranking.
Ooh, I haven't seen this.
All right, Tim. So this came out over the weekend, and I think this is a question we've always pondered. We've done it more like off the cuff than we have more of like come in with a strong take. Where do you want me to start?
Let's start high. I'm feeling positive. Who we got? Who's the top five?
All right. Let's start at 10 because So 10 is Jason Benetti and Robert Griffin III. I feel like
RG3 brings him down.
I was about to say, I feel like this is just the ultimate like tip of the cap to Benetti, that he's that well liked that even with RG3, it's still a top 10 broadcast booth.
Well, let's read a comment here. These comments made a sharp divide between how readers saw Benetti, who placed 5th of 25 last year alongside Brock Huard, and Griffin. Some of that included, quote, RG3 really brings the grade down. Another quote, RG3 gets an F. He's horrible. Jason, B+. Jason's good. Robert is annoying. So before I even read that, I go,
yeah,
RG3 brings him down.
Yeah, I think that's, and I will say this.
And my girl Alexa's on the sidelines there. I used to work with her in D.C. She's new to that crew, too.
I think RG3... I actually like him better at Fox than ESPN. I think he's...
Cool, because he was used too much at ESPN.
Yeah, I like the work rate at Fox better. All right, number 9, Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt. I think this might actually be an opposite situation where I think...
I think Gus brings Klatt down.
Yeah. And it's like weird with Gus where... I think I just miss Gus calling the CBS noon Sunday game that was like Jags and Titans, and both teams had a combined 8 wins. I just think when they moved him up, like I think the other big problem is it feels like Gus is now like an extension maybe of the Big Ten office.
I don't know how to define Gus because, like, I love the passion.
I do, too. I also like him in basketball better.
I mean, I just still think about him and the call of Vermont against Syracuse. He hit that one from the parking lot! I do miss him on the NCAA tournament. I am not... I am definitely fading on Gus.
I think it's honestly the... It's like the... It's the over-the-top. Like, it's like, are we really sure Mendoza's pass to
no.
Like, the high, like, give him
the trophy now.
It's like, I don't know. I think he's still going to have to play Ohio State. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and Maserati Marv. And it's just like, I still think the worst of all time, though, is when Michigan won last year. This time they did it without cheating. That was an all-timer. And I mean, I think, isn't like Gus from Detroit?
I think so.
Maybe is he the Detroiter that grew up here? Maybe he was a Sparty guy at his core. I think he played college baseball. Number eight, I was glad to see this crew on there. I think you and I have talked about it. We think these guys are underrated. They're coming soon to a 10:30 game that you'll sleep through. But Dave Fleming, Brock Osweiler do a good job.
Look, I forget who I was talking to yesterday about Dave Fleming. Like, he is... Oh, I was talking to a buddy of mine from the Bay Area. Like, Dave Fleming is so good. And what I love about Dave Fleming is that he's a phenomenal broadcaster, but he also can, like, throw some... Like, I forget what game I was watching. It was earlier this season. I think it was Wyoming-Colorado.
That checks out of the Fleming-Osweiler variety.
And Fleming's just losing his mind. Like, what is Wyoming doing not calling timeouts? Like, this is mind-boggling. It just does not make sense. So he'll throw that in there. And I just think they're solid, man. Now, I'm a little partial because my colleague works with them as well, Stormy Bonantoni. She's the sideline reporter for this crew. But they're just really good. And I'll always be a Dave Fleming guy. I worked in the same broadcast, in the same league as his younger brother, who's now the broadcaster of the Red Sox. But Dave's excellent, and I think Brock is very underrated.
Yeah, I like them a lot. I also, the thing I love about Dave is I think Dave is very versatile. Like, he can call everything. Just about every sport, and it never feels like, this guy's more of a baseball guy, or this guy, you know what I mean? Like,
I'll say him and Brian Anderson to
yeah,
me
BA's
are like
good.
Two of the most versatile and underrated guys. I know BA's doing some big-time things over at Turner, but like, doesn't feel like, well, I mean, Dave calls the World Series on radio, but it doesn't feel like they get the biggest gigs. But anytime there's a game that either one of those guys are calling, I'm like, all right, solid broadcaster. Like, we're good here.
Yes, it's an air of, like, professionalism. All right, number seven, Joe Tess and Jesse Palmer. All right, I got a take on Jesse. Jesse's also criminally underrated.
What does your wife think of Jesse?
I would assume she's pro A because The Bachelor, and then B, he's
well,
not Jordan.
Cooking shows too.
He's not Jordan Rogers. Yeah, he's hosting. Is he Good Morning America or is he? Yeah, he's Good Morning America. I think he does that too. My thing with Palmer is Palmer made a career choice. Like, he could have actually been an NFL backup quarterback for maybe 10 years. And he just made the choice of, like, I'm going to go do the Bachelor thing. I know this is going to be the end of my football career. There's no such thing as a backup quarterback who gets to do the Bachelor. Like, you're just gone when you have his talent. But he has made himself into a very good broadcaster to the point of, we've always talked about, you can watch a game, and I think I can learn stuff when he's calling a game. Like, I think he is very underrated.
I think what I also like about Palmer, and I think Russillo pointed this out like 3 or 4 years ago, is like, he does football because he likes to do football.
Correct.
Like,
he doesn't need it.
He makes probably absurd money from The Bachelor and doing these cooking shows, but he likes calling football. I mean, he used to do the grind, man. He used to sit in the studio all day with Joey Galloway.
After Thursdays, he would travel and do the Thursday game, and then he'd do, the all-day studio.
Can I, EJ Manuel, he's okay. It doesn't really bring a lot to the table for me. I miss.
He looks remarkable in a suit.
Yeah, he does.
Whoever his tailor is, good work.
Yeah, he's always done up.
Yes,
well, I will say, yeah, he's dressed to the nines. I think it's his first year, kind of in the big spot. He's been ACC Network for a while.
Yep.
So he'll get better.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that is also
he's
reps.
Not bad. I just think he doesn't. I just watched like that final show, and I'm like, give me a little more, you know.
Yeah, I always just think it's tough because like they finally. He's replacing Mullen, right?
Mullen was good.
And Mullen, Galloway, and Barry kind of had that rhythm down.
Mullen and Barry really had a good rapport. Like, that broadcast team.
Well, they traveled together. I think they played but
they were really good together.
I got to take – I low-key – I think Galloway's underrated. I think he's entertaining. Like, I know, like, there was one year where, like, he like went 0-15 on his lock.
That was so great.
But, like, I don't know. I actually enjoy him.
It was watching.
Yes. I actually enjoy. All right, my thing with Joe Tess is,
it's all right.
I think he's got a big game voice. I think that's 100%.
He meets the moment. I'll say that.
I like his energy. He also does that thing where I don't know how many people. This probably bothers no one but me.
Is it his obsession with kickers?
You know what his obsession is? His son was a holder.
Oh, is that what it was? I knew his
Correct.
Son did at Boston College.
His son
right?
was a holder. Now, maybe that meant he was like a punter in high school, whatnot, but his son was a holder. And as someone who else was a holder, and I know all the things he's talking about, it's like nobody cares. Like, he dropped one last night, got under it, the over rotation. It was always going to come up short. I'm like, oh, okay. Nobody cares. Number six, Bob Wischusen, Louis Riddick. I think that falls into like our. Maybe the more rich man's version of like Osweiler and Fleming, where it's like they get higher profile games, but I think everyone kind of like universally likes them.
Yeah, I'm always in the camp of Louis Riddick. I think I learn stuff when I listen to Louis Riddick. I think Bob is a veteran, very solid broadcaster, and I would rank them probably a little bit higher. I'm not anti the next couple, but I probably would vote them a little bit. Wow, I'm looking at this now. I'm surprised by number two. Okay, continue.
All right, number five, Dave Pasch, Dusty Dvorak.
Solid.
Solid crew.
I would put Wischusen and Riddick ahead of them, but it's not really a knock on Pasch and Dvorak. I really like Wischusen and Riddick.
Yeah, I think Pasch is very good, too.
Oh, he's tremendous. And he could do everything. And his Walton games obviously were iconic.
Number four. And this is where you got me thinking, though. I was watching the Michigan State, Penn State game. Number four is Brad Nessler and Gary Danielson. So
not in 2025.
I think Nessler's still good. I think also this also speaks
to... also the last year for Danielson. I don't know. Is he kind of mailing it in?
I don't know. I think it also speaks to... Did CBS make the worst decision in the history of sports broadcasting?
Getting rid of the CBS?
Correct.
Getting rid of the SEC?
Because
yes.
Now, like, they're going to have a good game this weekend. They're going to have USC, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And they had Indiana.
Iowa. Iowa, Oregon, too.
You're right. They had, yes. And then they had Indiana, Oregon. They went from basically having half of the top broadcasts that were like non-playoffs throughout the year to, like, I don't think they're going to have a single broadcast inside the top 25 this year.
No, they'll have Ohio State, Indiana, national. They'll have the Big Ten championship.
Okay, I didn't know. I thought Fox had the game this year.
Oh, you might be right. I think it actually is on Fox. I apologize. Yeah,
I thought it was a Fox year because they had it last year, I think.
Yeah, you're right. My bad. I was thinking about that the other day too. Like the triple header that we had. Well, even last week it was like Notre Dame Pitt into
Bama Oklahoma,
but Bama Oklahoma into Georgia Texas. Yeah. It's like yikes, CBS. But did. I don't know the specifics. CBS probably didn't say no. ESPN just probably blew the SEC away. Right?
Well, so two things happened. One, the SEC went to CBS early, and they said, we want to continue this, but we want the this deal is worth more than you're getting. We want to tear it up. CBS did as they were entitled to. They said, we have a contract, because they were basically getting the best deal in all of sports broadcasting. And CBS said, we have a deal. We're good with it. They went into the negotiations trying to retain the package. ESPN blew the offer out, but it was also one of those situations where ESPN and the SEC basically was like, they're going to have to blow us away to get the offer, because they were very butthurt over that. The not renegotiating. Now, again, to be clear, they had a deal. Nobody made the SEC sign the deal. You know what I mean?
No, I know.
But that was a situation where they virtually lost that game by not agreeing with the... Because it wasn't like super early. It was like maybe 2 years early. Number three, which would be considered the premier broadcast team, Fowler and Herbstreit. My thing with them is they're always just going to be like the prime exposure. Like, I think they're fine. Like, am I nostalgic for anything? No, but like, I think they are very solid, very good. But like, is it my favorite broadcast team? No. Do I think it's bad? No. And they're always just going to have massive games.
Yep. I like Herbie. He's everywhere, so I feel like he's kind of the opposite of like Brock Osweiler,
yeah,
as we talked about. Yeah, but they're fine. Not my favorite, but not turning it off either.
I've also wondered this. We've got to get Fowler. He doesn't show up in game shape because, you know, he does the U.S. Open tennis. And so I feel like we spend the entire month of September with Fowler, because he does Monday night. There's like Monday night doubleheaders where he gets the second game. Mm-hmm. He's doing U.S. Open tennis, which is like a full day event for 2 weeks. And then he's calling the college games. I feel like we just spend the entire month of September with Fowler not having his voice.
Yeah, he has worked hard during those months. Look, it's hard.
No, I just...
No. And I'm saying it's hard because like Fowler's... Is this fair? Fowler is a better host than he is play-by-play. He's the best college game day host, and no one will ever top him, and that's no knock on Reese. I just think Fowler's...
You put some respect on Tim Brando's name.
Fair enough. And then, like, he's replacing Brent. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's kind of a no-win. But I don't know. My thing is, like, I do not feel strongly one way or the other.
No, I'm not anti-Fowler, but I'm like, I think there are guys that are better than Fowler.
Yeah, I think that's fair, but like, I also get that that might not be how the business works.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Number two, this is what you said you couldn't believe already, Noah Eagle and Todd Blackledge. So this is where my SEC homerism comes out. I am still nostalgic for Todd Black. Like, when I first grew up watching the SEC on CBS, Blackledge was the guy with Vern, and I've always liked Blackledge, and I'm just insanely jealous of Noah Eagle's voice.
I think we've talked about this. I want to not like Noah Eagle.
I know. It's tough.
But he's very good.
Yep.
I don't know if they're number two, but as someone who watches NBC a lot and knows what Notre Dame gets when they're not in prime time, I would very happily take Noah Eagle and Todd Blackledge every single Notre Dame game.
Wait, who's the backup team? The Clapper? Who do they pair the Clapper with?
He's with Dan Hicks.
Yeah, and Hicks is fine, but like, yes, it is
he's a golf broadcaster. Yeah, he's awesome at swimming. Like, I don't need him doing. I mean, and look, once again, to the Fowler situation, right? Like, I got Tirico for like 5 years.
Yeah,
I
was. Well, no, that's just... what we were discussing. George and I were discussing this last week,
and then there was Jack Collinsworth, so anything was an upgrade there.
Well, we were trying to remember when it was announced that Fox was bringing up Breeze to replace Sanchez. We were like, wait a minute, did they pair? Because, like, Breeze was not good. Now, he called the Giants game this weekend, and I thought it was noticeably better.
Yes, 100%.
But we could not remember at first if when he started at NBC, I was like, wait, did they pair him with Jack Collinsworth? Because, like, I was trying to come up with any excuse for him I could, and George was like, oh, no, it's way worse. It's like, if you're with Tirico and and you can't be good, that's tough.
Yeah.
Number one, I'm here for the play-by-play guy. I know you're higher on him as an analyst.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm ready for this.
Number one is Sean McDonough and Greg McElroy. I have zero problem with Sean McDonough being the number one college guy, because now we are at this late stage McDonough where he is just like old man yelling at clouds, and it is must watch. And it's unlike with Al on Thursday nights where he's just bothered to be there. McDonough is happy to be doing the game, but he is just electric on just firing out like just shots. My thing with McElroy is I don't find him, maybe if I watched the other content he does, I don't find him in game to be particularly that insightful. Like, for instance, I learn more watching Jesse Palmer than I do McElroy. But I think this broadcast team in general, and then you also include McGrath on the sideline, that's a pretty good crew. For your B team also?
Yeah, it's a very strong, air quotes, B team. I love Sean McDonough. I think once again, we talked about the versatility. That dude calling a hockey game is spectacular.
You have to be easy. George's NHL Twitter, and NHL Twitter hates McDonough.
What?
Yeah, I don't know why so many people are anti-McDonough. My thing is, two of the guys that we've talked about do the ESPN calls for hockey.
With Schusen.
And to me, they're both great. It also could just be the fact that...
Well, isn't also with Schusen the... Doesn't he have Jets ties?
He might.
Either Jets or Giants. And you would know.
No, Papa's Giants.
It's, yeah.
And then it's Jets.
I like both. I think both are awesome doing hockey. It could just be also who was before them at... When it was on NBC Sports.
Doc.
Yeah. Doc Emmerich. The best.
All right. So.
But I love getting McDonough. The only issue is the NHL does the annoying thing where they separate the broadcast crews by conference. So by the time, like if you're the fan of an Eastern Conference team, by the time you get to the conference finals, it's like, okay, I've just heard this guy, same crew for like a month.
Yeah, Bob's radio for Jets.
Okay.
But I guess also that Bob doesn't specify, because Bob Palpa is the Giants radio. Yeah. So, but with Schusen does Jets.
Is it Carl Banks who does it with him on?
It's been so long since I've listened, but I still know Papa does.
I just started scrolling up. The Notre Dame team is 24th. Good.
Well,
God.
The Notre Dame consistent team, I guess, right?
Yeah, Dan Hicks and your boy, the Clapper.
The Clapper. Let's see. Was there any other ones that stood out? I think what's also interesting about this is a lot of this is like very predicated, and I get it, A team, B team, whatnot, but it's like a lot of this is very predicated on what games you call.
True.
Like in the end, I think if Fleming and Osweiler got the assignments that even Lewis Reddick, who I agree with you, I like Lewis a lot. Every time Lewis calls a game, I very much like it. But like, I think if you just get better games, it's like we have a better feeling with you.
Well, and we see you more, right?
Yeah, I mean, but I also just think it's part of it is like some of these guys are very, very subject to whatever game they're calling. Like, there's only so much you can do with some of these games. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's take a look at the lines this week, because I don't know about you, I hate the board this week. So let's see if we can find some value. We'll talk about it next, right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ESPN.
All right, Tim. I confess right now, I do not. I think I've just scrolled through the entire board. I'm not seeing much, man. Like, because there's a lot of, like, instinct kind of tells you go with nasty dogs.
Oh, there's some nasty dogs this week.
But then there's a lot of these situations where you go with some nasty dogs and then you're looking up in the fourth quarter and you're like, why? Like, you don't know who's on quit watch. You don't know, like, any, like, is there anything speaking to you right now?
So, a couple ugly dogs that I did bet. I bet North Carolina, +7. I don't know where Duke's head at. And I get it. It's a rivalry game. And North Carolina is not very impressive, and they're horrendous offensively, as you saw last week. I had North Carolina, too, against Wake Forest. But is Duke really at the point to be laying a touchdown on the road? Like, that seems a bit rich to me. And this team has been, I don't want to say overrated all year, but they've just had these spots where I don't know where they're at, right? We know they're really good offensively, but this is the same Duke team. Granted, terrible spot, but went up to UConn and lost to UConn outright as an 8.5, 9-point dog. And then similarly, they lose this past week. So North Carolina was one. I got to back my Bows at Allegiant Stadium.
Coming to the mainland?
Look at their last two times coming to the mainland.
That's a fair point.
I mean, Timmy Chang and his squad. I mean, here's the thing. UNLV, I think we talked about it. Because they beat Utah State in a game they probably should have lost twice.
Multiple times, yes.
The number hasn't really budged. If they had lost to Utah State, what is this number? So I think UNLV, because of the fortune, ultimately gets the benefit there. Hawaii's also coming off a bye. It's a fast track. Both these defenses should give up some points. So I would also say probably over in this game, because the last time we saw Hawaii, they held San Diego State to 6 points, but that was in the pouring rain. I think this number, believe it or not, is actually a little bit low from a total standpoint. And this one's going to be, I got two more and they're a little tough.
All right.
Sometimes I just do the simple math equation. So last week, for example, the math equation that I did. When South Florida went to North Texas, they were a 2-point underdog. When Navy went to North Texas, they were a 6.5-point underdog. So the difference in the eyes of the odds makers between those two teams at Denton was 4.5 points. Last week, USF went to Navy and was a 10.5-point favorite. The math didn't math, right? Now,
I was going to say, with Navy, wasn't there Horvath drama?
So he didn't play against Notre Dame, but the expectation was he was going to play, and he did play last week.
I just couldn't remember if there was Horvath drama with the line.
No, I think it was kind of baked in.
Okay.
So the example I'm going to bring up here, and granted, one of these teams might have quit. On October 25th, Baylor went to Cincinnati and was a 3.5-point underdog. Last week, Arizona went to Cincinnati and was a 5-point underdog. This week, Baylor's at Arizona and the number's 7.
So the thing with Baylor is, I don't know if necessarily they've quit. They cannot stop anybody. And so if you play a team that can just run it on them and they can't, like, just... They do better against passing teams because they can, like, their coverages are pretty good and, like, they keep it in front of them. But if you play these teams that can just run it down their throat, they cannot stop it at all.
That one's more of just, like, the numbers don't really add up, and I'm going to hold on and think that Arizona off of the win with Arizona State on deck is going to be in a little bit of an inflated spot, maybe a bit of a look ahead. And then the last one will be... I am on UTSA. I think they're going to beat East Carolina. I know you guys just watched East Carolina beat Memphis. I think UTSA at home is just
I think two things are true. I think UTSA is a better team at home, and I think like East Carolina, like both of those are like tough places to play.
It's 2.5 right now. See if you get the 3, but I think UTSA wins the game. But, yeah, I'm with you. All in all, I think it's a really challenging card. It's like, do you take a billion points with Charlotte in a spot where Kirby historically is not very good, right, as a favorite? We talked about, was it 0-13 or 0-15, whatever it is?
I think it's 0-14 of 38.5
like,
or more.
Is South Florida, do they give a crap anymore after losing to Navy and essentially ruining their chances to make the playoff? Like, is that a massive letdown spot? You know, Vandy's coming off a bye, but they got Tennessee next week. Are they going to be buttoned up?
Well, and Kentucky's going for a bowl.
Right. Oh, one other game. I think Utah State beats Fresno State. That's a late night game. Fresno State, I think, is
wildly overrated. I don't have a problem with that.
Utah State, 3-point underdog, 5-5. Going for a bowl once again. Now, not all teams going for a bowl are created equal.
No.
I think Bronco Mendenhall, year one. They're very much going to be.
Sometimes they get tight. Like that's the other aspect. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll tell your story next, right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, George, for today's Don't Tell These Story, tell your story. Mohammed bin Salman was in the Oval Office today, of course, the Saudi Crown Prince, MBS, and he was asked by a Washington Post columnist, Trump was asked about the CIA findings that the prince approved the killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Here was what the president had to say. You're mentioning somebody that was extremely controversial. A lot of people didn't like that gentleman that you're talking about. Whether you like him or didn't like him, things happen. But he knew nothing about it. And would you leave it at that? You don't have to embarrass our guest by asking a question. I guess, is he going to get a golf deal done? I don't know.
Like, sounded more like he was selling jets.
Yeah, or jets. That's a very, very fair point. Want to thank Tim Murray for being with us. If you missed anything, be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, for Tim, this is Jefferson. Thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.